AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Federal officials say Todd Lyons, acting director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, will resign at the end of May. Lyons was a key executor of President Trump's mass deportations agenda. Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen made the announcement, calling Lyons a great leader of ICE who helped make American communities safer. Meanwhile, around 15 people deported from the U.S. landed today in Congo's capital, Kinshasa, according to their lawyer. The Trump administration has made agreements with some African countries to accelerate migrant removals. U.S. Attorney Alma David told the AP the deportees are all from Latin America, and the Congolese government plans for them to remain in the country for a short period of time. David added that all deportees received legal protection from U.S. judges, shielding them against being returned to their home countries. The Lebanon ceasefire agreement seems on target as European officials hold talks over the Strait of Hormuz.
A 10-day ceasefire announced by President Donald Trump and agreed on by Lebanon and Israel appeared to be holding early Friday, potentially boosting efforts to extend the ceasefire between Iran, the US and Israel. It remains unclear, though, whether a lasting deal could be reached between the US and Iran before the ceasefire ends next week. But the pause in fighting between Israel and Hezbollah could be an indication of some progress. An end to Israel's war with Hezbollah in Lebanon is a key demand of Iranian negotiators. Meanwhile, the leaders of France and the UK are gathering dozens of countries on Friday to push forward plans to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, although the US is not included. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Asian stocks were mostly lowered today. Oil prices fell, while US futures edged up. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on the outpouring of support for Pope Leo XIV in Cameroon.
Thousands of people turned out Friday to see Pope Leo, who was celebrating a big mass in Cameroon's port city of Douala. Some spent the night on the ground battling mosquitoes to be in place for the late morning mass. One of the Christian faithful, Alex Nzumo, using a pair of crutches and walking with great difficulty.
Non, parce que si je suis venu, c'est pas ma propre volonté.
Says, if I came here, it's not just by my own will. I wanted to offer this effort to the Pope to show him that what he is doing and what he wants to accomplish should truly come to life. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.